Yeah, we'll start again. The last Gemara again, Daf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. The bottom Gemara there. Gemara, Hay Umtsa, you have a piece of raw meat. The asmik that was red is Chalaya Osir. It's a big machoikis. We're showing them exactly what does Chalaya Osir mean. Rashi learns, one pshat is the juice that comes out of it when you cut the meat. Another pshat Rashi is Yecholten, you put it into vinegar. Kitzur Tois doesn't like these two pshatim. And Tosis learns we're talking about here a raw piece of meat that they used to put the raw piece of meat before they salted it into vinegar. And vinegar would be matzmis, would like soak up, would shiver up the dam in the meat, that the meat would not come out anymore. So this juice is the asmik. If the meat became red, so then we say that the blood moved around in the meat and mistana went into the juice, and therefore this vinegar juice now has blood in it, and therefore it's osir. And takabos is osir. The piece of meat and the vinegar. Loy asmik chalaya, let's say the vinegar did not become red, then we say sharia. Then we say the vinegar did not draw any blood out of the piece of meat, and therefore both the piece of meat and the vinegar is muta. Ravina, Amar Ravina said, afilu loy asmik nami chalaya osir. Now even if the juice, this vinegar juice that you put this raw piece of meat into, did not turn red, still it's osir. Why? Efshar the less bo shurai kodoma. It's impossible that a little bit streak of red blood came into it. Therefore, blood was purish, came out from the piece of meat into this vinegar, and therefore he holds the vinegar is osir, even if it looks white. Omalei mar bar amema l'ravashi, so the son of amema told Ravashi, Abba, my father, migmalei gemua. He used to drink up this vinegar juice the way it was. As when it was white and there was no redness in it, he held it was mutter. And Nika the army, some say, Ravashi gufa migmalei gemua. Ravashi himself drank up this juice. He held it with no iser or blood inside it. So the more omalei mar barameim of Ravashi. His abba, my father, hai chalo decholet bei chodezimna, this vinegar that I used one time, that I put this raw meat inside it to like shiver up the blood inside it, inside the meat, if I used it one time, suloi toni cholet bei. He did not use it a second time. He would not put a second time this raw meat into this vinegar. And the pshat is why? Because the vinegar lost its strength, and it won't help for the second piece of meat. It won't be mitzmis. It won't like shiver up that piece of meat to keep its dam inside it, and the dam will not come out. For the Gemara, maishino michola mitoma. Mitoma, why is it worse than a weak type of vinegar? The chatinim bay, that he could still use it to shiver up the blood of the meat. As the pshat is, the Gemara thought, when you use the good vinegar one time, so it becomes like bad vinegar. But even bad vinegar, we say you're allowed to use it at least one time. So Gemara says, Teretz, no. Hosam iso l'kiyua de peru. Heis b'yene. Hocholais l'kiyua de peru b'yene. That even though it was bad vinegar to start off with, but since it had inside it the tartarness of the peri, that still gives it some strength to shiver up the blood. Whereas if you use the good vinegar once already, you used up the tartarness that came in from the peri, you cannot use it a second time. Tartarness of the yeah. Of the says in the Mishnah, Ein Tzerlin Es HaPesach. Es HaPesach. This is the Mishnah. So the end of the Mishnah says, when you roast the Korban Pesach, you can't do the Shomatchis on a metal one, and Holadin Al-Loy Al-Shvud, V'Loy Al-Askalo. You can't use it on a grill. Since usually a grill is made out of metal, you can't roast the Korban Pesach on a grill. So Marissa Kasha, Maisa Lister. Our Mishnah says just the opposite. The Saisa brings a Maisa. Because at the end of the Mishnah it says, right after it says, you should not use a grill. The Mishnah says, Omrev Tzadik, Maisa Rav Gamliel, Shomel Atevi Yavdoi, Save the Tzolan as a Pesach, Allah Askelon. That he told his Eved, go ahead and roast the Korban on a grill. So this is Madav. The Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. How does the Mishnah right away bring out a Maisa that it's Mutter, the Stira? For the Gemara, Maisa Lister just brought down a Maisa, a story that Saisa breaks the Klal. And the Gemara Chasuri Mechza, something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi Ketona, this is what it should say in the Mishnah. V'yim askolo menukevis. If this grill is menukevis, means has a lot of holes, it's a holy one, it's a menukevis, then Mutter. Then it's Mutter to roast the Korban Pesach on top of this grill. The Yomer Reb Tzadik, then Reb Tzadik says in the Mishnah, Maisa, the story, Reb Gamliel, Shomel Tevi Yavdo, he told his Eved Tevi, save it so long as a Pesach al Askelo. You could go and roast the Korban Pesach on an Askelo grill, Minukevis, which has holes in it. Since it has holes in the grill, then it's Mutter. So Rashi explains, what does it mean there are holes in the grill? So Rashi Minukevis, Asuyin kebrichim, the grill has long metal poles going through it. Kein shalonu, v'yesh chalal godol ben briach lebriach. Like our grill. In between one piece of metal going across and the next one, there's a big hole, a big space in between. V'noisin ha-shvud l'rochboi. And the way they had this shvud, in other words, you stalk this piece of wood from the pomegranate tree through the Korban Pesach, and now you took the wood and you hung it in between the two poles of the grill. In other words, you had two poles going like this, so the metal pieces, and in between you had the Korban Pesach roasting. So therefore, the Korban itself, the meat itself, did not touch any part of the metal of the grill. So that's how that's why it's mutter, because the meat itself is not touching the metal. Shein besorah negeya b'barzel. The boss of the meat of the Korban Pesach is not touching the metal piece of the grill. So if you have such a holy grill that the metals of the grill are separated, that there's enough space in between, that's where the meat stays, then it's mutter. Boy minei Rav Chinuno bar Idi merav Ada bar Ava. He asked the Mishayla. Tanur she'esiko beklipe orla. You have a tanur and oven. The most times used to heat it up by burning wood inside it. So they burnt up klipe orla. You took an Easter hanor of orla, that's the fruits that grow the first 3 years, and used the klipim, the shells of the fruits of orla. So, l'chur, that's also to do. Now the gorfu. Now you cleaned out all these shells, all the klipe orla, like all the fuel, the wood itself, you took out of the tanner. So all that's left in the tanner is only the heat. So again, how did you heat up this tanner? By burning klipe orla, burning the shells of orla, which is also banor. The gorfo, then you cleaned out all the shells of the orla. The yofo boyas apas. And now you put bread into this oven, because the heat is still there. You put your fresh dough in there, and now it gets baked from this heat of the oven. Is what talach? Is this bread mutter or not? So Gemara said, L'divri yoyser mahu. We had a machlekes, the Gemara before, on the Chav Vov and Kol Shor, we learned that there's a man yomer that says, Yeh shvach etzim apas. That while the wood of Earl is actually burning in the oven, and on top of the wood, on top of the fire, you're baking bread, we say the bread is also banor also. Because we say, Yeh shvach etzim apas. The shvach of the etzim, the wood that's Earl, when it gets burnt up, we consider as if the wood gets changed over into the heat, and then it goes into the bread, and we look as if in the bread there's mamish pieces of Earl there, therefore the bread is also banor. Now, Hashem is ma, what's the luck over here? It's over there, it's much better, because there, you didn't clean out the klipa yorla, the wood of the yorla. Your mom is still burning the yorla there. But since the yorla is on the floor of the tanner, and now there's a fire there, we look as if the yorla goes into the fire, and then goes straight into the bread is also. But here that you cleaned out all the yorla. So all that's left in the tanner was just the heat that came out of this yorla. What's the luck of the heat itself? Do we say when the heat now heats the bakes this bread, do we still consider as if the orla goes into the bread and the bread is also banor? Or else no, it's mutter. Rashi says, L'divrei oiser, the perikol shor, Rebbe yoimer hapas asura, is mahu, ho'cho ein shvach etzim apas. Maybe here it's different because there's no real shvach etzim. You don't have the wood, you don't have the orla in the oven. You are gorfu, you cleaned out all the coals, there's no more fire in the oven. It's only the heat that came out of the coals. So what's the loch? When this heat bakes the bread, is the bread also or not? Omalai, so he answered back, hapas muteris. The bread is mutter. He says, since there's no more orla inside the oven, you cleaned out all the klipa orla, it's just the heat that's there. The heat by itself is not considered a continuation of the orla. Therefore, the heat that baked this bread, the bread is mutter. Omalai, so he answered, he told him back, Omalai, Aivoma Rav Chinuno Saba. The Chinuno Saba said, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Tanor She'esiku. If you have a tanor, an oven that you first heated up, you had wood inside there, you made a nice fire, and you heated up the oven, the garfoy, and then you clean out the wood. You take out all the coals, all the wood you take out. V'tzolo boyasa pesach. And now you put the Korban Pesach inside this oven. In other words, you want to roast your Korban Pesach. So first you heat up the oven well with nice hot wood, a nice fire you make there to heat up the oven well. And now you clean out all the wood, so the heat is still there. Now you put your Korban Pesach inside there. And what's the loch? Is that called a good sli or not? So he said, Ein zet sliesh. This is no good. It's a pasul Korban Pesach. You can't eat the meat. Why? Because that's not called sliesh. Roasted by fire. What's the raya? Shenemer, because the pasuk says in Shemois, sliesh, shtei pomim. In the parsha talking about how you have to roast the korban Pesach, it says two times in the posse, in the parsha there, sli eish. You have to make your korban Pesach roasted over what? Over fire. So since it says two times in the Torah the word eish, we say this is not called fire. What is it called? Because when you put your meat, the korban Pesach, into the oven, there's no more fire there anymore. You already cleaned out all the fire. You took out all the wood. You only have now the heat. So the heat from the wood is not called eish. Now the Gemara says, Taima, why do you say this svara that it's not called sliyesh, it's not called you roasting over fire? Why? The goli rachmonet sliyesh teipomim. Only because by korban Pesach, the Torah had to say two times. It was matzah two times, you have to roast the meat on top of fire. Mash medir, you have to have mamish, fire has to be there. And if you clean out the fire first, that's not considered your fire there. Holoi goli rachmonet, but if the Torah would not have uncovered, not tell us this yisoid, Hava mina, I would think, Sliyeshu. If the Torah would have just said one time, you have to roast the Korban Pesach, Sliyesh, I would think, even though you cleaned out the fire already, but since the heat in the oven now is heat that's coming from fire, that's still considered Sliyesh. Hava mina, I would think, Sliyeshu. This is called Sliyesh. Satsakasha, why are you telling me now, when you heated up this oven with Orla, with Isuri Hanom, and then you cleaned out the Orla, you want to tell me if you bake your bread there now, the bread is mutar banor. And we don't consider as if the fire is still going on there to say yesh rachetz mapas. Here is mashmano. Even when you clean out the fire, we still consider as if the fire is there. It would have been considered sliyesh here by the Korban Pesach. Only the Torah says two times here, sliyesh, sliyesh. That tells us here by Korban Pesach, you have to have mamish fire. But otherwise, I would say the heat that came out of fire is still considered like the fire itself. So why do you say this pas is mutter? The pas should be yosef. Rashi tliyesh karinim bay. Rashi begabe atse isura miyo nisaser. To osom like siv miyutei. When you're burning isuri ano, so if the fire, that the heat that comes out of it, should also be considered heat from the fire of isuri ano, which should still be yosef. It's only by korban pesach that it says two times tliyesh tliyesh, but not by orlo. And the Gemara one teretz says amalei. Goli rachmana hosom v'yafinu mino. Stack it true. The Torah has to uncover to tell us this yisoid by Korban Pesach. That fire means the fire itself that comes out of the wood. But if you clean out that wood and there's no more fire, just the heat that came out of the fire, that is not considered eish. And once the Torah told me this yisoid by Korban Pesach, I learned out from it all over. Enechnami v'yafinu mino. I learned out from here from Isurino by Orla also the same yisoid. That if now you cleaned out the Orla, you only have the heat that came out of it, that's not cool like the fire is there. The boy is saying another teretz is the ikat teretz chura poshta teretz. The boy is saying more wholesome time of the kosa rachmonet sliyesh shtei pomim. Hola kosa rachmonet sliyesh shtei pomim have amino aish kopet rachmona. The afilu gorfo namit sliyeshu. It's true by Korban Pesach. If the Torah wouldn't have said two times the word sliyesh sliyesh, I would have thought that what is sliyesh? What is just said one time and has to be roasted? What does the Torah want? The Torah wanted that this meat should not be boiled, but rather roasted. What is considered roasted? If it's only from the heat of fire. There also, since Metchila, how did you warm up this oven? Through fire. So since the heat in the oven came through fire, even though now you take the fire out, but that heat true is called sliyesh. That's what I would have thought. True, 100%. For Korban Pesach, I would have thought it's kosher. Because the Maisa, where's the heat in this oven now? It came from the fire that was there before. So even though there's no fire right now, still I would have thought that's called sliyesh. It's called the heat from the fire is now roasting the meat. Avol hocho, but over here by the svara of yesh vachetz in the past, when you're baking this bread, this hetadika bread, you take nice dough and you're putting it in the oven. What's wrong now? Because you heated up this oven with atzei, with klipe orla. You heated it up by burning orla, which is also banor. Avalocha eitzim b'yisurich hakopet rachmona. What's wrong here when you're using this wood of orla to make a fire? What's also? Is the fire, is the heat also? No. The heat itself should be mutter. What's the yisur? The eitzim is the yisur. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the orla. Orla means that peiris that grow the first 3 years. When the tree is growing, those peiris are also banor. Who are then the klipa yorla? The shells around the peiris. Is also wasabanom. So the Torah was mocked, but you can't have any hanoah enjoyment from those klipim, from those orlam. Yeah, this svar is, if you're burning the oiler in the oven and the oiler is there on the bottom of the oven, and now you have bread on top, we say a svar, yesh vachetzim, the oiler on the bottom, we look as if it's extended straight into the bread. But that's only treat the kol zaman, the etzim, the oiler is there. Mashenkin v'holes nayum. But here that you first cleaned out the oven, you took out all the coals, all the klipa orla. You have no more orla in the oven itself. You only have the heat that came out of the orla. So true, that's called eish. Shabbat is called eish. The heat that came from fire is still called fire. But the Torah didn't say anything wrong with the fire. What's wrong is you can't have enjoyment from the orla itself. So when do we say there's an extension that the orla, the wood, the orla itself, like transposed goes from the state of wood into fire, into the bread, that we say this shvach etzim in the pot, in the bread, we see this some orlam, only if the orla is still there in the tanner. But now that you're cleaning out all the orla, there's no more orla here, you only have the eish, the heat of it, pshita that doesn't answer. So the Pasha Teretz, see, this will show, I'll tell you, speak to what the Havim in the Gemara was. Look at the Pasha Zachidom. Rabadi, yesh vach etzim pot is only, it's an extension from the orla, from the Yisuriyano that's there in the tanner. But here, where you first cleaned it out, so it's not there anymore. You just have the heat that came out of it. The heat itself is not orlam. Therefore, even though metchila, you're not supposed to have enjoyment from the heat, because the heat came from Yisur Yanom, but if you bake bread now, you don't say the svar, we look as if the orla was put into the bread. No, the bread has no orla in it. Therefore, avada, the bread is mutter. Ratana Rabbonin. Chot choy v'nos noy agabi gecholim. You have your korban Pesach, that the Mishnah says, Metchila, you're supposed to take this piece of wood, the spit made from a pomegranate tree, and stick it through the mouth of the Korban Pesach, all the way through the other side, and that's the way you roast it, on top of the fire. What about Chotchoy? You cut up the piece of meat, you cut it into pieces. So Rashi says, not that your mamish made into two pieces the Korban Pesach, just you made a slice there. Still one piece, it's still one animal, just you made a slice there. Rashi Chotchoy, Le Pesach. V'loy hivdil, you didn't mamish make into two separate pieces. Elochot choy v'shnayim v'shloshim mekaymis lemaris liyosay. You just gave a slice there, two or three places in the animal to make it roast faster. You wanted to have a faster job. Is there anything wrong with that or not? Is that called, still called sliyash or not? V'nosan, and also you put on top of gecholim, on top of coals. What's the locha? Is coals called sliyash? Is Rabbi Yoimer? Rebbe Oimer, Oimrani, I say, Shezet Sliyesh. Yes, this is called Sliyesh. It's even though it's on top of coals, coals is also called Sliyesh. Eish doesn't mean there has to be mamish fire there. Coals, red hot coals, is also called fire. That's also called Eish. Hey, some that you slice the animal, that would be nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to slice, just it can't break the bones maybe. And the whole animal has to be together. But here it's one piece still, because you made a slice there, that wouldn't be a Shiloh. So the shaila here is that you're putting on top of coals. You're not putting on top of fire. There's not real fire there. There's only on top of hot coals. So he says, yes, coals, gecholim, is also called sliyesh. It's good. So Rami lay Rav Achtavoy bar Ami the Rav Chizda. So yes, the kashat Rav Chizda. Miyama Rebbe, is it true that Rebbe just said, gecholim eshnenu, that hot coals is also considered fire? Whenever you need fire, doesn't mean fire mamish. It's even enough to have coals. That's also called fire. Reminu avakasha. With a locha by a shchin, michvas esh. The Torah said the different type of shchin boils you have on your hands, on your body. One could be a michvas esh. That came, you got a burn. If you were burned someplace on your body, and that turned into be a shchin, that's a special simon of a shchin. Of a shchin. Mitzaras. Michvas esh. Is aim liyela shenichva b'yesh. So the Torah says, as you have a burnt from a fire, maybe only if you're burnt mamish from fire. Nichva b'gecholis. What's going to be if your hand got burnt or any part of your body from a hot coal? Or else beremetz. Rashi says, eifer roseach, hot earth. Or else besid with lime roseach, a hot lime. Or else begostis roseach. Rashi also means sidhu, another type of a lime, a hot lime. V'chol dover abor min or. Anything that was heated up from fire. If anything that's hot now, and that hot thing burnt you, how do I know that's also considered in Michvas Eish? Now, Lasuye comes to include Chamayor, even hot water. Water that was boiled up from fire is also, how do I know that's also, that water burns you, is still called Michvas Eish, Minayin. Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, Michva, Michva, Riba. It's says two times the word michva, an extra posik, a ribui. So what do we see here? The Morris says, this is the kasha. Taimo the Rabbi Rachmana michva michva. Why do I say if your hands got burnt from coals, it's also called michva seish? It's called you got burnt from fire. Not because gechol of it means fire, but rather because there's an extra posik here. Michva michva. Mashma ho l'ribu rachmona, if you did not have this extra word, michva michva, I would think echolim laveish ninu. I would think when the Torah says michva michvas eish, it means you have to be burnt from fire mamish. But if your hand touches a hot coal, that's not called a michvas eish. So you see here what coals is not called like fire. So the only reason why here you have this simonim, if you have a burn from coals, that's called a shchin, it's only because it's an extra posik. But without the extra posik, I wouldn't say that. So the kashan Rebbe, how could Rebbe say if you put your korban pesach on top of hot coals, that's called sliyesh? I the Torah's mashmi, it's not called esh. And the Gemara omalei kecholas shel esh lo yitzra kru enechnami le rabuya enechnami avad. If you have coals that came from wood, now at first you burnt the wood, so avad the wood that's burnt, there was fire there. So even when the fire dies down and you only have the coals, pshita, that is called fire. For that, I don't need a posik michvas eish to tell me michva michvam, even a wooden coal. No, ki yitzvah kura, when do I need the chishin posik is, legechola shomatchis. In the case you have coals, means hot or metal. A hot metal, there was never really a fire. When you burn hot metal, the metal never becomes in fire. There's never really called a fire there. It's just it gets so hot that it like melts down, becomes into a small coal. But I call upon a matchis, that doesn't have a shame eish. So here I would think, maybe that's not called michvas eish. I need an extra posik, michva michvam. Even a coal, a metal coal, is also called, included in michvas eish. Then a regular coal made from wood, that's pshita, that is called eish. And therefore, if you burn your korban pesach on top of hot coals, your yetz, it's okay, because that's called sliyesh. So it wouldn't be a kasha from Rebbe. For the Gemara, another kasha though. V'agave bas koin, t'yachsiv b'eish t'yisorf. It says a bas koin, she has nus. Halacha is, you're supposed to kill her. She's mechuyas reifa. If she was meresis, she was married to somebody, and then she had znus with somebody else, halacha is, she has to get reifa. You have to burn her. But eishti, and the pasuk says, how do we burn her? But eishti sorif. She has a chiyav misa reifa. You have to burn her in fire. Now, how do we burn the bas koyin? For yomar rav masna, how do we do it? Psila shel eiver hoyoisin lo. Used to take hot lead and make the hot lead very very hot and throw it down her mouth. That was considered Ve'esh Tisorif. As the Chur of the Kasha, why is it called Ve'esh Tisorif? The Chur, if you're telling me now you have to have fire, you just got finished saying that metal is not called fire. So here it says you used to throw down a hot, boiling hot lead, which is like metal. So why is that called Esh? You're telling me now metal is not called a fire. Trashi, Psila Shalever, Matichai Bezerchot Techpia. Used to heat up, melt up this hot lead and throw it down the mouth. So the Kash Shri, just got finished saying that by Michvas Eish, the Chiddush is that a Gecholah Shel Matchis, that metal is not called fire. So why here are you allowed to kill her with metal? I, the Pasuk says, Beish Tisorif. Now the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Yom Akro B'Eish Tisorif. There's an extra, it says B'Eish in fire, but Tisorif. Tisorif, when it says an extra word, Tisorif, it should be burnt, is L'Rabbis Kol Sreifois Habois Menesh. Not only fire mamish, but anything that was heated up from fire, you could also use to kill her. That's what the Torah says, Beish Tisoreif. Rashi Tisoreif, Kol Mine Sreif, any type of burning, Mashma. Mida like Siv Beish Venishtik. The Torah just should have said, Beish, you kill her with fire. What did the Torah say, Beish Tisoreif? Tisoreif was Mashma, any type of burning. I want the Torah to say Eish for then. It means Metchila had to be heated up from fire, like here, this metal. How did you heat up this hot lead? First it was cooking in fire, it was over the fire, and now you have this hot lead by itself. So even though the lead itself is not called Eish, but since it was heated up from fire, that's called Tisoris. So that's why you're allowed to kill the Bas Koyin with this hot lead. So the Marva Kol Shchein Eish Atzma, and of, no, it's fine. So the Marva is a kash like now. The Kol Shechein Eish Atzma, and you want to tell me also fire could also be good, like Rashi says, Losha Kushi, there's a kasha. So what you're saying now, Be'esh Tisarv means it's a ribui, any type of a fire, not only fire mamish, but even something that was heated up from fire. But fire itself, mashmi, you could do. If you put mamish a lighter up on fire mamish, you'd also do the mitzvah. Fred Gemara Bazoi, V'nakif lo chavili zmaris v'nikla, How come that? So why don't we do like that? Lechura, that's what we should do. We should put around the chavilas maris, twigs that burn fast, but nikla, and then burn her up. So be mekayim the pasuk pashid, veish tisar, burn her up mamish with fire. So why don't we use fire? If you're telling me you could use fire, so why do we have to throw down lead for them? Why don't you mamish burn it with fire mamish? Now the more that's not shver. Asiyah sreifah sreifah mibnei Aaron. We learn out here it says veish tisarif, and it says by bnei Aaron when they were killed, it also says the Elushin sreifah. Is malahalan, how were they killed? Sreifah neshama. Just said like through the nostril, through the nose, fire went down and killed them. The guf kayim, the whole guf was kayim though. Is afkan, the same thing here, when you kill this bas kayim, you're not supposed to mamish use fire to burn up a body, but rather sreifah neshama. The guf kayim, it should just be something that kills her, but her body stays kayim. So that's good. If you throw down hot lead, you don't destroy the body. It just kills her. That's pshat from the pasuk beish tisarif. So drashi bnei Aaron sreifas neshama beguf kaimhu. This Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, how did the bnei Aaron die? Kimin beiz chutin shel esh, like two lightnings of fire went down their nose. V'nichnasu lehem bechut mehim, and it only killed their neshama, but their bodies were not burnt up. Here also, the pasuk says beish tisarif. That means not literally to use fire. Fire you shouldn't do to destroy the body, but rather do something just to take out the neshama and not destroy her body. For the Mori, so for neved lo chamayor, why don't you do it in hot water? Stop, pour down hot water in a bed. What do you have to use? What do you use hot lead for? Why don't you use hot water? The drashi chamayor roischin abinami sreifas neshama the guf kaim. It'll also be the neshama will be the guf will be kaim. And the Mori mishum the Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman Omar Kro, the Pesach says, V'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Supposed to love your brother. You love your friend, have l'reicha kamoicha. Is boroloi misa yofin. Tristan, even b'shas somebody's mechuyiv misa, this vast koyin did a chet, she was mezana, she has the chiyiv to have misa, even b'shas she killing her, still we dash and v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha, give her a nice type of a misa. Don't give her a misa that would make her look not nice. Give her a better type of a misa. So Mela, that's a smart way to use hot lead. Vice versa, if you throw down boiling hot water, that would be make too much mias, or ruin the whole body like. It would be too much of a mias. Mashen came to use the hot lead, that's better. That doesn't make it mias, doesn't make it disgusting so much. But hot water will make a body more disgusting. Mashma. Or else maybe it means fakir, maybe it means you kill her fast this way, maybe. Maybe fakir, maybe it means hot water won't kill her so fast. So she'll have more pain. She'll have more pain, it'll mean. So Mashiach, if you throw down hot lead, that will kill her faster. She won't have so much pain. So it's got to give her the nicer misa. She shouldn't have that much pain. That's why we use hot lead. That will kill her much faster. Mashiach, if you throw hot water, it'll take longer. It'll be more torture. Fred Gemara. Rav Nachman. Once we have Rav Nachman Svara, that's why we should not use like, you should give her a nice type of a misa. Of a Zayg Zayra Shavu. What do I have to have the Xerah Shofa to trash from the Yaron? Lomeli, Tavdik Liochot Loi Makfinon Chavilez Muris, Dobor Lamisa Yofabinin. A Pshita, you should not just put twigs around her and light a fire there and let her burn. It'll also be more torture there. As once we have a Nachman Svara to give her a nice Misa, this is the best type of Misa you give her. Throw the hot lead down her mouth, love the least torture. So what do you have to have Xerah Shofa for from Bnei Yaron? That you shouldn't burn the body. Just in the Shama, you learn it out from this from Nachman Svara. Amri, much like this, Ilav Gzeir Shavu, Ilav Gzeir Shavu, Hava Mino, Sreifas Neshama, the Guf Kayim, Lav Sreifi. I would have thought that no, the Torah says, Ba'ishti Sari, we're supposed to burn her in fire. So without the Gzeir Shavu, I would think if you just throw hot lead down a body, true, you're killing her, but maybe that's not called Sreifa. Maybe when the Torah said Sreif, you should burn her, that means literally, you have to burn up the whole body. Maybe Taki, you have to destroy the body. That's John the Pusik. So if the Pusik says you have to burn a body, you can't say the Svara, Bora la Misa Yofa, we're not gonna burn a body. We'll give her a nice Misa, throw down the Avra. No, the Torah says you have to burn the body. So the Torah would mean you have to burn it, then you would have to burn the body. The first time you did the Zerah Shava, the Svara, and now from Bnei Aaron, they also says the Svara.